so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New
York. Well, of course,
that is,
that's Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Willie, Pride of Abbott, Texas. Got like 98 albums or something like that. Thought about duets. Those choices are pretty vast as well, so I dug a little bit, and I found a few that I hadn't heard before, as well as a few others that I really liked outside of the Willie and the Boys vein, Waylon and Boys vein. And in quite a few songs, you're going to hear a guitar solo from Willie, and likewise, you will almost always hear Mickey Raphael on harp. He's been with Willie for 49 years. And before I forget, be sure to ask Linda Dygard, she of the Clatch, on Tuesdays at 3. Just go ahead and ask her about the hour and a half or so that she spent with Willie. It's a fun story. We're going to kick off the Willie Duet Show with the first one that I can find, this one with Shirley Colley and the song Willingly.
Someone else, we both belong. We fell in love willingly.
Willingly, I fell, although I knew.
Sweetheart, I knew the same as you. If it's fate for us to wait until our love can be, then we'll wait willingly.
I love you.
I love you too.
I want you.
I want you too. But if it's fate for us to wait until our love can be, then we'll wait willingly. I love you too.
I want you.
I want you too. But if it's fate for us to wait until our love can be, then we'll wait willingly.
Nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
The bottle is half empty and the clock just now struck ten.
And darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
Well, I know it's wrong for us to be, but the fire's gone out of home.
And it's cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
wanted home for God.
Well, each time we say it's the last time, but we keep a hanging on. Cause there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Love's playing fire when you find no love at home. There is nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. And there is nothing cold as ashes after the fire.
Yeah, that was Willie Nelson with Tracy Nelson. And After the Fire is Gone Live, that was originally sung by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. The Willie Tracy version got a little Grammy nomination in 1974. Tracy had a band of the 60s in San Francisco called Mother Earth. And she's had over 20 albums, one of which, Sing It, with Tex and Marcia Ball and Irma Thomas, that also was nominated for a Grammy in 1998. And Terry and I saw an interview with those three women that later was broadcast on NPR, during which they sang a few songs from that album. Boy, that was a really fine interview. Most recently, Tracy performed with the Blues Broads in the San Francisco area, and I've got that music coming this way somehow. Before William and Tracy, we heard him with Shirley Colley singing Willingly, which is a rather prophetic song in that a year later, Shirley and Willie got married. His second, her third, but that fell apart when Shirley found out that Willie had fathered a child with Connie Koepke, whom Willie married after the divorce from Shirley. Shirley had been singing and DJing since her early teens. She moved to Texas to play with Bob Wills and others, and she got her first recording contract in the mid-50s. In the early 60s, this cracks me up, a producer approached her to sing with Willie, who previous singers had been unable to sing harmony with due to his style. But as we're hearing tonight, and we'll hear, that hadn't been a problem over Willie's career. The song got to number 10 and was Willie's first on the chart, but it failed to establish him as a star. That came later. Listening duets with Willie Nelson and a little inside gossip on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to move from the somewhat traditional country world to a Caribbean feel, leading off with a song that uses, well, I'd call it a euphemism for death. And the song is Going to Mexico, Willie, joined by Santana on guitar, and They All Went to Mexico.
Where's my pal and where's my friend? All good things must have an end. Sad things and nothings, on and on they go. I guess he went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. Buenos dias, got to go. Tengo que obedecer a Sammy Carter's song. They all went to Mexico. Mexico. Where's my sweetie? Where's the face that lit dark corners every place? She put up with me a long time, you know, and then she had to go to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. Buenos dias, got to go. Tango que obedecer a Sammy Carter song. Where's my brown dog? Where's my hound? He liked my truck, he hung around, but he's a canine Romeo, and I guess he went to Mexico. Where's that woman
so mean. Her heart was cautious, her mind was keen. She was always looking for the Picadillo. I hope she went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. When Diaz got to go, Tango Cayo bit a Serbi Corazon. They all went to Mexico. Trucks out to St. Louis Motorcycle all the way to Mexico. Where's my luck and where's my grace? And has it all been just a foolish chase? Every time I hear that rainy chill wind blow, I think it might be time to head to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. When Diaz got to go, Tango Cayo bit a Serbi Corazon. They all went to Mexico.
This is the man who created the word reggae and has defined its most soulful sound. Please welcome Toots Hibbert.
Like a fish in the sea all the time, and it does what it takes to be free. I don't mind. It's still moving to me. It is still moving to me.
And it's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go in words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still, but still, still moving to me. Still, still moving to me.
Is real. I can be moving on, I can be still, still moving to me. It is still moving to me.
Still, still moving to me. I swim like a fish in the sea all the time, but if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Oh, still, still moving to me. Still, still, still moving to me.
But I know that it's real. I can be moving up. I can be still, still moving to me.
Still, still moving to me.
Still, still moving to me.
Still, still moving
to me. Yeah.
You gotta love that, don't you? That was Toots Hibbert, the reggae great, and still moving to me. Willie was on guitar and vocals, and that was a live recording, but the song also appears on the album Toots and the Maytals, True Love. Toots is credited with coining the word reggae, as you heard, and he said in an interview that streggae is a word in Trenchtown that's used to describe men and women who look raggedy. He was with two other guys, and he said, let's do the reggae, and that song is considered the first to use that word. We have to check with DJ Heidi on the Borderline Show from 1 to 3 on Thursdays that's focused on various kinds of reggae. See if she believes that as well. Before Willie and Toots, we heard Willie and Santana, and they all went to Mexico from Willie's album Half Nelson, released in 1985, an album filled with duets. You also heard Flaco Jimenez on the accordion. We're going to hear another one from that album shortly. And as an aside, I saw Santana in the early 70s in a place called the Ludlow Garage near the University of Cincinnati. And it did used to be a parking garage. And they had these really giant, I mean giant, Alice in Wonderland type of rocking chairs at the end of this long slope toward the entrance. And if you happen to indulge in Willie's finest, those chairs were freaky for sure. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, which is your island connection. And we are listening tonight to duets with Willie Nelson of all kinds. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union. Practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, we really appreciate all their support and all your support, too, you listeners out there. Thank you. Next up, we're going to hear a couple songs that I guess they both really lament times gone by. They've got nothing good to say about country music in the first one, and nothing good about to say about wannabe cowboys in the second. We're going to lead off with Billy Joe Shaver joining Willie in the song It's Hard to Be an Outlaw.
She was cuter than a speckled pup, just turned 21. She had a lot of fun playing with my gun. Just before the sun come up, she couldn't take no more. She come undone crying and crawling for the door.
And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. And the only friends that's left is now behind those swinging doors.
And it's hard to keep your triumph when your back is to the floor. And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. White lightning is a horse I ride, pedaled to the floor. He blows fire from his nostrils and he runs like man of war.
Someday we both may wind up in some junkyard on the side.
Until that day, you can bet your ass we're gonna whip out right. And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore.
And the only friends that's left is them behind those swinging doors.
And it's hard to keep your triumph when your back is to the floor. It's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. Superstars nowadays get too far off the ground. singing about the back roads they never have been down.
They go and call it country, but that ain't the way it sounds. It's enough to make a renegade want to terrorize the town.
It's hard to be an outlaw, but they wanted anymore. And the only friends that's left is them behind those swinging doors.
And it's hard to keep your trial when your back is to the floor.
It's hard to be an outlaw when you want it anymore. It's hard to be an outlaw when you want it anymore.
Are there any more real cowboys left out in these hills? Will the fire hit the iron one more time? And will one more dusty pickup come rolling down the road with the load of feed before the sun gets high? Well, I hope that working cowboy never dies.
Not the one that's snorting cocaine when the honky-tonks all blow, but the one that prays for more rain, heaven knows. That the good feed brings the money, and the money buys the clothes. Not the diamond sequins shining on TV, but the kind the working cowboy really
Young on harp and vocals, joining Willie. And are there any more real cowboys? That came from Willie's Half Nelson album. And Neil is from Canada, I think, as most of our listeners know. And I first fell in love with his music when he was part of the Buffalo Springfield, and then with the album Neil Young that was released back in 1969 in January, and then with Crazy Horse and the album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, released in May of 1969. And I saw the tour supporting that album at Cincinnati Music Hall. It was an incredible show. His career has rocketed on, obviously, and it featured a tour across Canada with Islanders Pete Droz and Elaine Summers opening for Neil with their band Pete Droz and the Sinners back in 1996. Before Neil and Willie, we heard another song critical of so-called fakes, this one about the outlaw country music world, but really about the country music world. That came from Willie and Billy Joe Shaver, It's Hard to Be an Outlaw. That came from Billy's album Long in the Tooth from 2014. Billy Joe is from Corsicana, Texas. You may have heard stories about him on this show before. He worked in a lumber mill when he was in his late teens, and he lost a couple fingers on his right dominant hand. And in his travels, he ended up in Nashville for a while, writing songs for Waylon and Elvis and Kris Kristofferson. And among his many adventures were almost dying from a heart attack while on stage in 2001. And he shot a man in the face after the guy threatened Billy Joe with a knife in 2007. He was acquitted with self-defense. Sadly, his son and guitar player died of a heroin overdose in 2000, and Billy Joe passed in 2020. Thus far in this Willie duet extravaganza, we have heard some country and reggae, and now on Boogie Back to Texas, we are going to turn to some jazz and some blues, and why not? We're going to lead off with just a great singer, Mavis Staples, with Willie and the song Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hands. A piece of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in handy. She'd say, Maddie, don't you whip that boy. What do you want to spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have grandma anymore. And if I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for grandma's hands. I look for grandma. Thank you.
evening sun goes down. You're gonna find me hanging around. A nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of what used to be. Life ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues. It's my life.
Love that to trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, drummer Al Jackson, bassist Carlos Henriquez, saxophonist Walter Blanding, and of course Mickey Raphael and Willie on vocals and guitar, and Nightlife. That came from Two Men with the Blues album from 2007, recorded live at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Jazz isn't that really much of a stretch for him. He's always messed with phrasing and different chords and note changes that remind me of a whole bunch of just similar things in jazz. It's a great album, and I really dithered a lot about which cut to play, and you're going to hear more in future shows. Before Wynton, we heard Mavis Staples with Willie and Grandma's Hands, from the album To All the Girls, released in 2013. This is another duet album, but one that leans pretty much toward the countryside. It's pretty good, but a little different from, obviously, from this one. We're going to pick it up a little bit in this next set as Willie teams with a wonderful woman singer who I first heard with Lyle Lovett, and she always brought the house down. Here's Francine Reed along with Willie and Milk Cow Blues.
Well, we're back, Francine.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing wonderful.
What do you say we do the title song out of our blues album, Milk Cow Blues?
Oh, I'm with you. Let's do it, Bob. You're going to like this.
Well, I woke up this morning. I looked out my door. I could tell my milk cow. I tell by the way she low. So if you see my milk cow, I want you. Please drive on. Cause I had no milk and butter since my cow's been gone.
You're gonna need my help someday. And you're gonna be sorry that you treated me this way.
I'm gonna tell you, baby, we'll move away from here. I'll sell my icebox and buy me a Frigidaire. When we move out on the outskirts of town, 'cause I don't want nobody fooling, we're always hanging around. And it may sound funny, honey, funny as it can be, if we ever have any children, I want them all to look like me. When we move way out on the outskirts of town, 'cause I don't want nobody fooling, always hanging around.
Every day, I don't like that grocery boy. I got to keep him away. When we move way out on the outskirts of town, no, no, I don't want nobody always hanging around. Well, now I don't want nobody always hanging around.
That was Keb Moe playing guitar and vocals on Outskirts of Town from the 2000 album Milk Cow Blues, an album that AllMusic panned, frankly, and they didn't think that that worked very well. They think the guests intruded on Willie, but I humbly disagree. I think they work well together, including this one with Keb Moe and the set opener Milk Cow Blues with Francine Reed. And I found a live version of the Francine Reed one, and I like that. I like the feeling that's there between the musicians, and all of them on that set. Listen to a wide variety of musical styles and artists who have recorded with Willie Nelson over the years, right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce, kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Well, once again, thanks to our supporters and thanks to all our listeners, especially those who decide they want to send us a little million. A little money. We like that. Well, I'm calling an audible right here. I was going to play another song, but I just can't get the Willie Nelson, Wynton Marsalis thing out of my head. So we're going to play one more from them. And this one is an old Merle Travis song that is done up in a very new style. Here they are with That's All.
Like in New Orleans, where we said,
teach. Some people go to school trying to learn how to preach. But if you can't preach without going to school, brother,
So you ain't no preacher, you're an educated fool, and that's all.
That's all.
You better change your way of living, cause the good Lord say that's all. Now a fella I know is a miser man, trying to save all the money that he can. But when that undertaker lets him down, where's he gonna spend that money? Under the ground. That's all.
That's all. That's all.
That's all.
Better change your
that's
way of living, cause
the good Lord say that's all. Some folks say, but the good book don't necessarily tell it that way. And if you believe that monkey tale like some folks do, I'd rather be that monkey than you. That's all.
That's all. That's all.
Well, that's all.
That's all. That's all.
You better change your way of living, cause the good Lord say that's all.
is ended and my little song is through. I didn't necessarily mean a song for you, but if you don't like the way this little song goes, that's a mighty good sign that I've been stepping on your toes. And that's all.
That's all. That's all.
I said that's all.
That's all. That's all.
You better change your way of living, cause the good Lord say that's all.
Well, once again, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, drummer Allie Jackson, and bassist Carlos Henriquez, saxophonist Walter Blanding, Don Nimmer on piano, and of course, Mickey Raphael on harp, and Willie on guitar and vocals. And that was recorded live at Jazz at Lincoln Center in 2007. Pretty nice music. So I'm going to switch gears just really enormously here, and that's just because. And because it's the end of the show, and we're going to head out the door with another kind of live version of a live version of one of the more bizarre, eclectic musicians together on stage, Willie, with Ryan Adams, Hank Williams III, and Keith Richards. And of course, Keith of the Stones, Ryan Adams of Whiskey Town, Hank Williams III of many a punk band and some country work, and they're about to play the Stones classic Dead Flowers live.
Flower.
Willie Nelson, Keith Richards, and Ryan Adams, and Hank Williams III on the Boogie Back to Texas show with Willie Duets. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we'll see you next week.